Bell.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military reports fierce clashes continued Saturday in three eastern areas where it says Russia has amassed troops and is trying to advance. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
In the latest of regular updates, the general's staff named three areas in the Donetsk region, the outskirts of Bakhmut, the Lyman area further north, and the city of Marinka in the central part of the province, as frontline spots, and says that Russia over the previous day staged unsuccessful assault attempts there. The staff updates have so far provided limited information regarding Kyiv's ongoing counter-offensive and have largely focused on defensive activities. Meanwhile, regional governor Pavlo Kirilenko says at least three civilians died and more were wounded on Friday and overnight amid Russian shelling of Ukraine's frontline eastern Donetsk region. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The top U.S. general Friday responded to comments that Ukraine's counteroffensive was moving too slowly. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, told an audience at the National Press Club in Washington Ukraine's counteroffensive was advancing steadily, deliberately, counting their gains in terms of 500, 1,000, 2,000 meters a day while fighting against a much larger and well-equipped army. He said he was unsurprised Ukraine's progress was slower than some people or some computers might have predicted.
What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long, and it's going to be very, very bloody. Ukraine is fighting for their life. We are giving them as much help as humanly possible. But at the end of the day, Ukrainian soldiers are assaulting through minefields and into trenches, and this is literally a fight.